For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Dow topped 44,000 for the first time Friday as Wall Street continues to have a positive response to Donald Trump's election. The S&P 500 briefly topped 6,000 for the first time. The New York Post said expectations of lower corporate taxes and looser regulations have helped trading. Israelis are reportedly happy with the outcome of the election. Talking about this on Washington Watch, Carolyn Glick of the Jewish News Syndicate said a Snap poll found 67% of Israelis were very happy with the outcome.
Which sort of tabulates with the polls all along, which had Trump winning 65 to 75% of the support of Israelis in polling of who Israelis wanted to have as the next president of the United States. So, yeah, two-thirds of Israelis were pretty much jubilant at the results. And you can understand why.
Glick went on to say that Trump was the most pro-Israel president that Israel ever had by recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moving the U.S. embassy to the city. This after what Glick called years of empty promises from presidents.
He started moving away from the fake two-state solution, which is really, as we saw on October 7th, a means to eradicate the Jewish state by placing an enemy state in our heartland. He just was pro-Israel.
Glick said the Biden-Harris administration came into office and was anti-Israel.
They've just been horrible. They've ostracized our leaders. They've threatened to sanction our ministers. We've never had a more hostile administration.
For more on this story, visit AFN.net. Pro-abortion ballot initiatives were approved in various states this election, but that does not mean pro-life efforts have to go away. Here's Carol Tobias with National Right to Life.
Yes, crisis pregnancy centers in Missouri are still going to be operating, and they, you know, may be busier than ever. But we do have some states where the anti-life pro-abortion administration is trying to shut down the pregnancy centers. But yes, in Missouri, they are still going to be needed. And we need to be supporting them as pro-lifers. Okay. I think what we're going to be doing in states like Missouri, like Nevada, Arizona, you know, the states that do have now constitutional ballot measures that say no limit on abortion throughout any stage of the pregnancy, we're going to be working just to make sure that people realize because abortion is legal, that doesn't mean you want it or need it. It's not good for the baby. It's not safe for the mother. So just because it's legal doesn't mean a woman's going to get an abortion. And that's what we're going to have to be pushing into, come up with programs and quite frankly, maybe advertising campaigns to make sure that people realize just because it's legal doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
A fast-moving wildfire is tearing through communities in Southern California, forcing thousands to evacuate. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signing an emergency proclamation for Ventura County, where the mountain fire has ripped through nearly 21,000 acres since igniting Wednesday. More than 2,400 personnel are on scene, including 378 engines, 20 water tenders, 34 hand crews, 17 dozers, and 14 helicopters.
We have more resources from outside the area from our partnering agencies, and we're able to secure to the water system so we can throw a lot of water down so we can start saving these homes, and they're doing it all over this area.
County Fire Captain Brian McGrath, speaking with Los Angeles' Fox 11 News, at least 88 structures had been damaged and 132 destroyed.
In final news, money from name, image, and likeness deals has changed what it means to be an NCAA athlete for some college players. But outside the highest profile athletes, who can now earn millions of dollars while still in school, a college degree remains the ultimate prize for many players. Where academics rates as a priority varies with each individual, but several Division I athletes say the money available to them through NIL remains a small consideration compared with earning a degree and competing in the sports they love.